For Toyota's Patriots today, I'm Jackie Britton. We are in San Francisco for the NFL spring meetings, where on Tuesday morning, Patriots owner Robert Kraft was front and center. It's been an emotional 2 weeks for the Patriots owner, and clearly a lot of thought went into his decision when he addressed the media. He wanted to put an end to the rhetoric and the back and forth that has dominated the football world for the past 2 weeks. He spoke for 5 minutes and 48 seconds and did not take any questions. Here's what Robert Kraft had to say in its entirety.
Well, welcome everyone. Thank you for adjusting and being here this morning. You know, it's been an emotionally charged couple of weeks, as all of you know, and I've been considering what my options are. And throughout this whole process, there have been two polarizing audiences. At one end of the spectrum, we've had Patriot fans throughout the country who have been so supportive and really inspirational to us and believing in us. But I'm also mindful at the other end of the spectrum, there are fans that feel just the opposite. And what I've learned is the ongoing rhetoric continues to galvanize both camps. And I don't see that changing, and they will never agree. But the one thing that we all can agree upon is the entire process has taken way too long. And I don't think anyone can believe that after 4 months of the AFC Championship game, we are still talking about ear pressure and the PSI in footballs. So I think I made it clear when the report came out that I didn't think it was fair. There was no hard evidence, and everything was circumstantial. And at the same time, when the discipline came out, I felt it was way over the top, as it was unreasonable and unprecedented, in my opinion. So I have two options. I can try to end it or extend it. And I have given a lot of thought to both options. The first thing that came to mind is 21 years ago, I had the privilege of going to a meeting similar to what we're at here in Orlando and being welcomed in an NFL owners meeting. So here's a fan and a former season ticket holder living a dream and being welcomed in that room. And I got goosebumps that day, and I vowed at that time that I would do everything I could do to make the New England Patriots an elite team and hopefully respected throughout the country, and at the same time, do whatever I could do to try to help the NFL become the most popular sport in America. You know, what I've learned over the last two decades is that the heart of soul in of the strength of the NFL, that it's a partnership of 32 teams. And what's become very clear over those two decades, that at no time should the agenda of one team outweigh the collective good of the full 32. So I have a way of looking at problems that are very strong in my mind. And before I make a final decision, I measure 9 times and I cut once. And I think maybe if I had made the decision last week, it would be different than it is today. But believing in the strength of the partnership and the 32 teams, we have concentrated the power of adjudication of problems in the office of the commissioner. And although I might disagree with what is decided, I do have respect for the commissioner and believe that he's doing what he perceives to be in the best interest of the full 32. So In that spirit, I don't want to continue the rhetoric that's gone on for the last 4 months. I'm going to accept reluctantly what he has given to us and not continue this dialogue and rhetoric. And we won't appeal. Now, I know that a lot of Patriot fans are going to be disappointed in that decision. But I hope they trust my judgment and know that I really feel at this point in time that taking this off the agenda, this is the best thing for the New England Patriots, our fans, and the NFL. And I hope you all can respect that. You know, I would normally take questions, but my desire is truly not to continue the rhetoric. And so I'm going to leave this discussion exactly here. Thank you very much.
So clearly, Robert Kraft has decided to put the best interest of the league as the priority and do what's best for all other 31 teams, even if he doesn't agree with the decision that hurt the Patriots. What's left unsaid, though, is Tom Brady and his appeal. That will likely be an entirely separate matter. Expect that process to continue. For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Jackie Britton.